As I've, we are not going to be turning over materials after February.
Are you aware that you are, in fact, by doing so, in the fact that we already issued from the Oversight Committee a subpoena, you are standing in contempt of Congress unless you have a valid reason, that you express it, that you provide logs which you've refused to provide for the other information? Otherwise, you will leave the committee no choice but to seek contempt for your failure to deliver or to cite a constitutional exemption.
The chairman's time has expired. The attorney general will be allowed to respond.
We will respond in a way that is consistent with the way in which the Justice Department has always responded to those kinds of...
That's requests. Not the question, Mr. Attorney General.
Can I... regular order, Mr. Chairman.
Please proceed, Mr. Attorney General.
We'll respond in a way that other attorneys general have, other justices...
John Mitchell responded that way, too.
Regular order, Mr. Chairman.
Now, was that called for? I mean, Mr. Chairman,
he should be allowed.
The gentleman from South Carolina has the time, but I'm going to allow the Attorney General. Do you have any further response to that question, Mr. Attorney?
To the question, Mr. Chairman, about whether or not he understood that it was, in fact, an act of contempt unless they recited a constitutional exemption and still had a responsibility to provide us logs, both of which they are refusing to do in testimony here today.
The gentleman from South Carolina's time has again expired. Do you have a final response, Mr. Attorney General?
Ms. Adams asked me about... Congresswoman Adams asked me about political points. The reference to John Mitchell, let's think about that. Think about that. At some point, you know, as they said in the McCarthy hearings, at some point, have you no shame, you know?